All right, so welcome everybody. It's the Monday Night Health and Wellness Call. Thank you for joining me on the call. My name is Christine Rose, and I am Crystal Andrus' right-hand woman on our Azuma team, and I've been a health and wellness coach and educator for many years now. You may know me from some of the Azuma health education calls I've given in the past or from my Living Better Facebook page and website. I'm honored that you're here tonight with me. We've got quite a few people on the line from all over the place. Even though people were a little quiet, we still had lots coming on, maybe with lines muted and things like that. So thank you so much for being here, and especially because we're in between our 30-day Cleanse Your Life challenges, and it's nice to see so many people come out in between the challenges, and I truly hope to connect with people tonight and to build community with you all tonight. And we're going to talk a little bit about why it's so important to become our own health advocates and about some of the ways in which to do that. And we're going to talk about the truth. We're going to talk about, you know, what's really going on. I've dedicated a lot of time and energy to finding out what's really going on in the food industry and in agriculture and farming and in big pharmaceutical companies and in our natural resources and what's going on, you know, in the animal feeding facilities and what's going on in the environment. So there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things going on, and it's not a very pretty picture. You know, we've got food-like products for sale in the grocery store shelves. They've got really attractive pricing and really attractive marketing and a shelf life of forever. And I say food-like because these products are virtually unidentifiable to the human body, and oftentimes are loaded with a lot of sugars and salts and chemicals and preservatives. These food-like products are lacking in nutrients and minerals and are often quite harmful to the body, because if our body can't identify it or use it or digest it, it becomes stored as a toxin in the body, and we store toxins in ever-expanding fat cells in the body in order to keep, you know, the harmful toxins and substances away from our organs. And this is a major cause of inflammation, and inflammation is a precursor to many other diseases in the body, like heart disease and cancers and so on. So it's a serious picture. It's a serious situation that we have going on, and even in agriculture and farming now with, you know, all the GMOs and the fact that we're using ever-increasing amounts of pesticides and herbicides and glyphosate and all of these things that are changing our DNA, that are changing our ability to have children, that are changing our ability to live long and healthy lives without developing cancers and things. It's a pretty scary situation, and we really, really, really do need to become our own health advocates and get ourselves educated. We're past the point where we can just trust, you know, what companies are selling us, what marketing is saying, and what governments are, you know, keeping their eye on, what they actually do have their, you know, their eyes on and they're on the ball about, or what maybe they're receiving, you know, kickbacks and you know, they're happy to look the other direction sometimes, and that seems to be more and more the case. People have to pay attention. People have to speak up. People have to vote with their dollars. They have to vote with their forks. They have to really do the education and the work around figuring out what it means for you and for your family to live long and healthy lives, because truly at the end of the day, I don't believe that anybody else is really looking out for us. And that's what I love about Azuma and about communities like Azuma, Facebook communities and places like Living Better and Living Above 7 and many, many other communities that are popping up on Facebook, you know, anti-GMO groups and things like that, where we can actually start to, they're not, you know, necessarily all got all the right information, but they're all trying very hard and at least have their eye on the ball and trying to share information that's worthwhile. And it's worth investigating and looking into, because we're certainly not going to find it in the public arena and in the marketing arena and in the media and that type of thing. So the reason why I wanted to do a call like this tonight is to really highlight, you know, what are we doing? What are we here for? How are we supposed to be living our lives, and how can we better do that, because I'm very passionate about living. I'm passionate about using this life that I have and that we all have to the fullest capacity. You know, we deserve to live our best lives, and we are, you know, all deserving to have access to our full human potential. And really, what does that mean? That means, essentially, that in order to live full lives, we need to be connected to who we really are. We need to be, you know, in full capacity of this vehicle that we have, this body that we have, this brain that we have, you know, this consciousness that we are. We need to be in full capacity of that and understand how the mind, body, and spirit work. We need to be able to support our health. We need to be able to keep our channels open to receive the full input as human beings that we've been created to receive. So that means that, you know, we're meant to receive information about life and about living through our, you know, not just the five senses that we have, which are sight, hearing, touch, smell, and taste, but in fact, I believe that all those senses that we have and others that we can tap into, you know, through meditation and by raising our vibration, by raising our level of consciousness, we can tap into, you know, even more of our senses, intuition and so on, that, you know, they lead to feeling. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to feel and to live. And what's happened is that we've been conditioned not to feel, but rather to be very distracted, and increasingly so with the chemicals and with the pollution and with the toxicity and the heavy metals and all the things that are going on in the human body that lead us out of our full capacity and into like a big, massive distraction and sickness and disease. I think this is part of the reason why we're getting sick and diseased, is because we're cut off from who we really are. We're cut off from our ability to receive the full capacity of what we are, and that distracts us and makes us sick. Not only in terms of our environment and the radio waves and microwaves and all the stuff that's going on, but also in terms of our psychology. People are running around, running rat races, working so hard, stressed out to the max. This is all distraction. We have to get smart about it. We have to think about it. We have to sit down and actually spend some time just feeling our bodies, feeling our emotions, feeling what's going on for us. Life is about feeling. It's about living. And you know, in a lot of cases, it can be really like a rat race for people, and they just don't see the way out. So, you know, this is my message. I'm here to tell people, let's wake up a little bit. Let's wake up a little bit and take some time for us, because we're worth it, because we're worth it. And, you know, we start to believe at a young age, you know, not to rely on our feelings, not to rely on our senses and our intuition, but rather to trust and look at others for answers about right and wrong, about good and bad, about what's true or false. And, you know, we were just saying it's really a hard time right now to be able to do that, to be able to trust that what you're buying on that in that box on the shelf is actually good for you. You know, I go to the grocery store and I have a really hard time at the grocery store reading the labels on the food because of all the knowledge that I have about what's really in there, and I can see right through a lot of the marketing. But it took me a long time to get to that place where I can do that. And I think there's many people on this call right now who are at a place where you can actually do that. You can see and recognize, you know, where what's left off the package, what's not being said, what labels you can trust and not trust. But beyond that, you know, when we're thinking about, you know, trusting in, you know, parents and teachers and other sources to guide us, that's right from an early age. We start to discount our own intuition and what we really feel in our bodies and in our minds, what our emotions actually are. So we start to believe that the answers are outside of ourselves, and we become disconnected from the truth that we're very powerful beings with access to a range of senses and capabilities, and we learn not to trust them. And over time, we become conditioned, you know, to sort of accept and go with the flow and think that, you know, our governments and our educators and so on are not trying to fool us or get us to buy something or, you know, these types of things. So, you know, it is a long-standing pattern. It's a long-standing trust that we have, and sometimes it's hard to break out of this cycle. But I'm really here to tell people that it's time. It's time to break out of the cycle, to break loose from the matrix, as Crystal calls it, or the machine, and really become your own health advocate. Really look at the details for yourself. Really find some pages and some information and read up on things that concern you. It's a process. I mean, you know, you can start by having a few aha moments about one area or another, and eventually you find out that that's not true, so you start to look at something else and you find out that that's not true. And it can be kind of scary, but it doesn't have to be scary. It's really about connecting in with other like-minded individuals and community groups like Zuma, finding affordable tools that you can use for the long term, and taking charge, being the captain of your own ship. And what it really comes down to is that at the end of the day, it's simple. It's really actually quite simple, and that is that we are beings of energy and frequency. We're bundles of atoms filled with vibrating energy, and we need to understand how to keep our vibration high with our thoughts, with the mind, with what we think about on a daily basis, with the food that we're eating, with the choices that we're making, right? And in many other ways, just being mindful about detoxing the body, being mindful about drinking lots of high-quality water that's clean. And if you can drink X2O like we do at Zuma with, you know, the additional minerals added to the water and the alkalinity of 9.9 when we're drinking our Zuma water, this helps to create an alkaline body. Disease cannot flourish in an alkaline body. And we offset all that acidic environment and all the acidic foods and things that we may eat from time to time. So we actually help the body by drinking X2O and by making good, healthy food choices that are highly vibrational, that, our bodies can identify and can absorb and can use the nutrients from, making choices that are fresh, local, organic, right? All of these things that don't have to be shipped for miles and gassed on the truck and we're buying from maybe, hopefully, people that we trust that are local farmers that are using, organic seed. We have to just make the small daily choices that we can do our best with. And I think the thoughts that we think are so important. And when we start to be able to gain control back over the choices that we're making and the choices that we have, and when we know what's in our fridge is good for us and we go to reach for something, we don't have to second guess it. When we know we're getting enough water, when we know we're getting enough exercise, when we're making ourselves a priority and putting ourselves in our own agenda, these are all ways that we take back our power, and we're actually able to start to feel really good, because we create our thoughts. We create through our thoughts the conditions of our lives. And when we're mindful of the patterns that we create through our thoughts and of our choices that we make on a daily basis over time, we can start to really raise our vibration and raise, our thoughts and our good mood and our humor and feel really good, not just because of the choices themselves, but because of the control that we can gain over our lives and the conditions of our minds and bodies. So, that goes back to not being distracted. It goes back to, cutting out the chemicals, cutting out the toxins, cutting out all the ways in which we're distracted. And for me, I go way beyond food and things like that. I go right to not having cordless phones especially where I'm sleeping, or having cell phones. And, I go right into cutting out distraction as much as possible to live a really simple, clean lifestyle and to be out in nature, to get really reconnected in nature and to exercise and get your body moving and get the energy flowing and get the chakras moving and everything. It's all connected. It is all connected. So, and there's so many ways in which people can start to make little decisions and use their schedule wisely to be able to incorporate some of these things to take back your power. And this is actually one of the reasons why I really love the 30-Day Cleanse Your Life Challenge, because it's a mind, body, and spirit challenge and cleanse. And it leaves people with the tools to live a better life and to think better, to be clearer and more ready to go out and get what, you know, get what you deserve, what you want for your heart, for your family, and get what you truly desire. It helps people to clean up the mind and the body, both the mind and the body, and to detox on both the physical and the emotional levels. And this is so important. It's really an important thing. The human body is important because, like I say, it's a dynamic bundle of energy, of information, of intelligence, and it's constantly renewing itself in exchange with the larger field of energy, information, and intelligence that we call the universe, right? So Deepak Chopra, I don't know if anybody follows Deepak Chopra, but he says that in every second of our existence, we're renewing our bodies, changing our body rapidly, effortlessly, more spontaneously, and more easily than we can change our clothes. We can take a number of processes like eating, breathing, digestion, metabolism, elimination, but most fundamentally the movement of consciousness, which expresses itself as these processes. And we would see how effortlessly and how easily we can change our body, and in fact we're doing it all the time. We are doing it all the time with these choices. So when we go to the grocery store and we buy the boxed thing that's, you know, easy to make and, you know, really affordable and the kids saw the commercial so they want it, when we buy that thing, it's affecting us on all these levels, on the disconnection, on the consciousness level, on the fact that our body can't identify it or their little bodies can't identify it and use it, and you know, is disconnecting and distracting them from their full human potential. So we are doing this all the time, every choice. It comes down to each little small choice. And it's also important because we replace 98% of all the atoms in our body in a year. So every year, we're pretty much renewing ourselves. And so people might think, well, you know, I've got 50, 60, whatever pounds to lose, and I've already got heart disease, and I got this and that. There's no hope for me. You know, how am I going to make any of these choices and really change myself or my situation or my health or feel any better? And, you know, I'm so scattered. I've got stress. I've got everybody's responsibilities are lying on my shoulders, and, you know, I just don't see the way out of it. But when we think about it as, you know, we replace 98% of all the atoms in our body in less than a year. So we make a new liver every 6 weeks. We make new skin once a month. We make a new stomach lining every 5 days, and even a new skeleton, right? It seems hard and solid, but the skeleton you have now, you didn't have 3 months ago. So even brain cells that you think, you know, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, all the basic elements, they weren't there 1 year ago, right? And DNA holds memories of millions of years of evolutionary time, in fact, hundreds of millions of years, and the actual raw material of it comes and goes every 6 weeks. So it's just, the human body is just an amazing thing, and so is the human mind, right? So, you know, we have a physical body and have memories and hopes and aspirations and ideas and dreams that were there last year, that maybe were there 2 years ago. But they change, but not so rapidly as the physical body. The shelf life of emotions is a little bit longer than the shelf life of molecules. So what science is discovering, in fact, is that we have a thinking body, that every cell in our body thinks, and every cell in our body is actually a mind. It's like a mini mind. Every cell has its own desires, and it communicates with every other cell. So if we think about joy and health, we become joy and health. And if we focus on fear and pain, we will become fear and pain. Our cells have a memory. So if you just remember who you are, you suddenly will recognize that you're actually the creator, right? And there's this great poet, Rumi, and he said, you know, and a lot of people are familiar with this quote, out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. And that's really, in my mind, that's like, remember who you are, and when you can do that, you know. You know that you are the creator, and it comes down to every single choice we make on a daily basis, good or bad, grumpy or sad, happy or mad, you know, all of these things, you know, the donut or the organic carrot, right? So all of these things create our reality, and it's what we think about, and more so how we feel, what we're open to feeling, what we're not distracted by and disconnected from. We got to be present. We got to be involved. We got to be our own health advocates. So there's many ways that our signals get crossed. You know, as beings of frequency, we're bombarded with, like I said, radio frequencies from cell towers and cell phones and radio waves and microwaves. And, you know, they all have a cumulative effect on the mind and body. They have an effect on the organization of how our cells organize and replicate. Never mind the radioactivity or the changes to our DNA and that sort of thing. You know, we have to be mindful of that. We talked about, you know, foods being vibrationally important, right? We have to have bioavailable food, meaning that our bodies need to be able to absorb the nutrition. We need foods to be clean and fresh and full of minerals and nutrients. And we do, you know, have to keep an eye out for genetically modified organisms and take a look at what's happening in the food industry and in agriculture, and, you know, make sure that we're making good choices with everything, you know, that we have available to us. It can be quite overwhelming, but the responsibility rests on our shoulders, and so we have to use our own discernment and you know, really think about what we're putting into our bodies and how it affects us physically, how it affects our capacity to remain connected to our full capacity. And looking at things like certain foods like meats and things that have a lot of hormones or hormone disruptors in them, you know, we have to think about our, you know, how certain foods make us crave things or, you know, may cause us to have an upset tummy. A lot of the disease that goes on today comes from the gut. So if we're eating things with a lot of chemicals in them, for example, that our body can't identify, we're going to have problems with the flora in our intestines. We're going to have problems with digestion. We're going to have inflammation. We're going to have, you know, a lot of disease in the bowels and in the gut, and it's so closely linked to what goes on in the brain. So a lot of times, you know, diseases, if we can clean up what's happening in the gut, if we can get some more probiotics and kefir and kombucha and different things like this that have a lot of probiotics in them, we can actually help to improve our minds and our mood and our attitude. So they're closely related. We talked about, you know, keeping the body hydrated. Our bodies are on average 60% water. The brain and the heart are composed of 73% water. The lungs are about 83% water. So we need access to clean, oxygenated, mineral-rich water that's free from contamination, like fluoride and chlorine and pharmaceuticals and all that great stuff. Fluoride can cause calcification of the pineal gland, which can cause problems with our hormones and our thyroid gland and our metabolism, also with our sleep and the production of melatonin that helps us to get that deep restorative sleep, allowing the body to naturally repair and rest for, you know, cellular production and reproduction. Fluoride is a neurotoxin, causes brain damage, causes a lot of damage to the human body in other ways as well, and further disconnects us, causing foggy thinking and weight gain. And, you know, I think today it's no secret that fluoride is bad for us, and a lot of states and provinces and so on have been eliminating it from the water system. But 10 years ago, if you said fluoride was a problem, people thought you were crazy and needed a tinfoil hat. So we are making shifts and changes, and the reality is that that's because people spoke up about it, and people kept talking about it, and people kept hammering away about it and didn't care what, you know, the governments or their community members or whatever really thought about it, because they were passionate about making sure that they spread the awareness about it. And I'm so grateful to those people for continuing to bang that drum, because we're making change in that area. Same with GMOs. We're making change with GMOs, but, you know, it is a bit of a slow go. What about the air? The air we breathe. The air is polluted and contaminated with heavy metals and toxins, and it really concerns me that there's so much pollution in the atmosphere. What about the water that falls on the planet from that atmospheric pollution? you know, we think about, you know, what we're spraying up there, what's going on up there, falls down to the earth and lands on our vegetable gardens. And, you know, that's a bit of a problem for me. We're looking at, you know, crops having trouble, trees having trouble, losing flora and fauna all over the world. A lot of it due to acidic environment. And I think largely that comes from the air, comes from the sky, comes from the rain that's falling down and the toxicity that's happening there. But I leave it to people to investigate it, to go and, you know, research it. If it's something that concerns you, something that you're interested in, you know, these are the areas that people, you know, can do some more research and start talking about it, start asking questions, join community groups, raise the flags about these things if it concerns you. I do it all the time. I'm sure people see me posting, you know, a lot of stuff, and not everybody gets it or agrees with it or anything else, but I encourage people to have an open mind and to really go and investigate something if it's a concern to you. Think about your children. Think about your grandchildren. Think about the planet that we're leaving behind us. These are the motivating factors for me, not just for my own physical health here, but, you know, for my kids and for the planet that I'm going to leave behind me. I mean, you know, if we don't start asking these questions, we're going to be in more trouble than we are now. And I think it's kind of a pretty sad scenario right now. So what I'm getting at here is that as human beings, we need to protect our bodies and our minds and get reconnected to our spirit and our passions and our gifts, and really to be able to make wiser decisions about the world and our place in it, and think about what we're leaving for our children, what food will they eat, what air will they breathe, will there be any usable water left on the planet, you know, in 20 years? What will the water be like all over the planet? What will the fish and the animal, what will exist? The fish are dying. Lots of species are dying off every year. So we need to all have a wide awake view of the modern world and make decisions. Decide what we want from it, what we're going to do about it, what we're willing to give up, right? Gas, oil. What are we willing to give up? And, you know, what can we do on an individual level with the choices that we're making, with the money that we're spending, with what we're agreeing to put in our bodies, right? So my purpose here on Earth and in my work at Zuma is to build a community for people to connect and to share their lives and their hopes and their questions and their ideas, you know, a community of education, of people passionate about living their best lives and taking more ownership of their choices, people using their voices and their hearts. You know, I believe it's time to make a commitment to ourselves and to our children that we're not going to be disconnected and distracted and cut off from our full human potential. It's not good enough. So, you know, I have a Facebook page called Living Better. You can find it by typing in Living Better Me. And on the page, I advocate for focus on education, collaboration, sharing of knowledge. And it's not about fear or spreading fear. It's really about knowledge and affordable solutions and tools to maintain a healthy mind, body, and spirit. And as we come in, like, I can't believe we're in the middle of 2014 already. I really feel that I need to spend even more time and energy on education about the mind, body, and spirit connection. And I have plans to expand my focus and reach further, you know, through working with other Facebook groups and web pages to host live radio shows with, you know, expert guest speakers on topics that are dear to my heart, like GMOs and pollution. So I have some plans to work with some other pages and get some more information out to people. And also just for myself, to keep educating myself and to be on the cutting edge. And I hope that, you know, you'll find ways in which you can also do something similar. And I'm going to continue to promote and share information and supplements from Zuma, for sure, supplements that can help the body to develop increased immunity and to cleanse the body from heavy metals and detox from pollution and improve cellular formation and regeneration. I love products like X2O that help the body to become more alkaline. I love Silver Max that helps the body to become, you know, more immune, to build the immunity. And also I use it all the time with my kids with cuts and scrapes. And, you know, if somebody's got a toothache, not that it happens to us very often, but, you know, good for eye you know, eye infections or ear, you know, earaches, that kind of thing. So many uses for Silvermax, and I love having it on hand and being able to, you know, if I feel anything at all coming on, I take some of that, and I'm very rarely ill. So Silvermax is a great affordable long-term solution for immunity, and it's way better than taking antibiotics. Robin Sharma, who's a great mentor and leadership coach, and he's written many books, he says, and this is one of the quotes that I love of his, there's many, but this is one that I really love. He says, if you want to improve your life and live with all you deserve, you must run your own race. It's so fitting and so true. So I feel that it's vitally important that we really draw a line in the sand and decide to become our own health advocates, to educate ourselves and learn to use our own judgment and discernment when it comes to our health and well-being, and that we can't continue to be complacent and just blindly follow along, living, you know, the distracted lives and playing by the rules that we've learned. We need to ask questions, evaluate the answers, and one of my favorite questions is always, has been for quite a few years now, who benefits? So, you know, in any given situation, who benefits? You know, if we follow the trail of any product or any law or regulation or strategy or marketing campaign, and we ask ourselves, who benefits from this? We can start to determine what is, in fact, in the best interests of us, of humanity. Right? We have to start to question everything and collaborate and communicate. And this is really, what is this? This is about becoming passionate about our existence, right? Stepping in, leaning in. There's this, you know, people talk about leaning in. Well, this is really what we need to start doing. You know, I believe that we win, that humanity can win. And it's our job right now at this time to become accountable to ourselves, to protect our health and our well-being, so that we can, you know, live a life of connectedness and inspired in spirit and with ourselves and with others. We need to open our hearts and we need to open our minds and live better from that place, from that space. So, again, I encourage everybody, you know, get in touch with whoever invited you on the call. Let them know what your health concerns are. Let them know that you're ready to take the next 30-day Cleanse Your Life Challenge. And we have one starting in just a few weeks on July 7th. And let them know that you're ready to live a better life and build a community of support. And I want to thank everyone for joining me on the call this evening, and I wish you all a very good night. Bye for now.